Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
And that's very important because, again, as I mentioned earlier, connection is so important about what we're trying to do right now at SCRC. And that's why the video that we played a moment ago for communion, again, I thought was so important because of reaching out, opening up, an invitation being made available to each and every one. As part of the connecting that we do, as you know, missions is very important at SCRC. We have a team that's preparing to go to Panama in February. We have a very important missionary as well in our midst, in Anna Amuge. And Anna's going to come speak to us today. She's going to come share with us about what's happening with her at her work at the Atai Orphanage. And again, that's the connection that we've made through SCRC, Anna being a part, knowing Pastor Barry, being connected with him. Now she is part of the SCRC family, and the SCRC family has an opportunity to support her in the work that she is doing over in Uganda. So Anna, if you would go ahead and come forward and share with us what God has laid on your heart today.
How are you? Good morning. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you. I thank Pastor Barry, if he's hearing, for giving me this chance to talk to you. And really, when he asked me to talk today, about a week or so ago, my head was just wrapped up with the dinner auction. I couldn't say no, because as a woman of God, a man of God, a children of God, you are supposed to be prepared anytime, right? Yeah. So that's exactly what happened. So I told Pastor Bert I was going to teach something in the lines of resembling God. Resembling God. How do you resemble God in your life? When you look here in this church, I always like how Pastor Barry looks like his father. When you look at Pastor Barry and you look at his father, you say this, you can't deny your father, you look alike. And then when I look at how Carl looks like his handsome father, I just admire you guys so much. You look so much alike, and everybody here looks like mommy and daddy. If my father was here today and he stood next to me, you could tell that was my father, because I look like my father. I don't look like my mother. But that changed. And as I was getting ready for the for the dinner auction, I thought about the favor of God. I was doing all this stuff, running up and down, and with so many women of you helping me, and I remembered my journey growing up in the village. I didn't have shoes. I don't have clothing. I didn't have necessary things to live a healthy life. And then I saw myself here in America doing things that nobody in my village can do. I found myself walking under the favor of God. So let's start by defining the word of favor. The word favor to me, I know you all know what the word the favor is, but to me, I looked at the dictionary. Definition number one says that it is approval, support of liking someone or something. It's approval, support, or liking someone or something that you that or something. So in that husband liking wife, they try to be together. Parent liking children, they want to be together. Children getting new toys, they want those things, they hang together. Then as I went along, I looked down another page. There was another definition, which I think I liked it very much. It is an act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. That gave me, it just, when I was looking at that, I said, oh my gosh, this is, they're talking about honor. They were talking about honor here, an act of kindness. Heaven opened and showed me act of kindness beyond what is usual. I'm benefiting from that. When I look at my life, I look at something. It had to be an act of kindness. It had to be something beyond Anna could do for herself. So the question is, how do you or how do we get God's favor? Anybody knows how we can get God's favor? We can get God's favor by simply believing, by simply opening your heart. Just open your heart and let God come in. Simply just open your heart and surrender in humility. In a nutshell, just be obedient. How do we get God's favor? Just by being obedient. Be obedient to God. You take care of God's business. I guarantee you, in the name of Jesus Christ, He will never let you down. He will take care of your business. Be obedient to God. He will. He will take care of your business. God will begin taking care of things for you. So being a parent, a grandma, a wife, we should be praying for a lot of favor for our children, for our spouses, for everything, every day on the road. In today's world, there's so much going on. And every time you wake up and go through your house, before you step out that door picking those keys, you should begin by asking God for favor for that day, just for that day. Okay. So, you can ask me that. So, Anna, can you prove to us that the favor of God will cause or can cause people to notice you? I know all of you have read the Bible, and there are so many characters there that if you read them, there is always word favor. God showed the favor. God showed the favor. So many of them. But for today, I just picked a few. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy them. And I hope you do. You know, glasses, I have to put them on. It's just for reading. I can't read without glasses. But I can see so far. I can see miles away. But when it comes to reading, it's just white paper. So, let's talk about Esther. We're going to read Esther from chapter 2, verses 15 to 18. There are so many names there that I can't pronounce it, and I'm embarrassed to pronounce them. So I asked Carl to help me read Esther, chapter 2, starting from verse 15 through 18.
All right.
You don't have to leave. You can just read it right there.
Making it easy on me.
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, try to keep up back there. When the turn came for Esther, the girl Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his uncle Abihail, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her.
Yes, right there. What did you guys hear? The word favor. Esther won favor. First of all, some of you have heard Esther, but I don't know if you know a background about Esther. Esther was a young woman. She lost both parents, mom and dad. She didn't have mom and dad. She was an orphan. But you know what? The first favor she got was that Mordecai, her uncle, took Esther and raised her like her very own, his very own. So that's one favor. In my country, once you lose a mom and dad, chances of you living a good life are gone. But she was favored by God that Mordecai took her and raised her as his own. And the story is a beautiful story. Keep on reading. It's a story full of favor.
She was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins.
Right there, Esther, there were several women, several young women. The king of Persia wanted a wife, and several women were brought. First of all, actually, when Esther was taken to that palace, guess what? The caretaker that was taking care of these women who were being groomed every day and prepared so that the queen can pick one. The caretaker, Esther found favor in his eyes. You know what he did? He gave Esther everything Esther needed to stand out, from perfumes to everything. I don't know. When I was in my country, we don't spend a lot of money on perfumes. But when I came in this country, women spend a lot of money on looking good. And that's exactly what this caretaker did to Esther. So that when the king saw Esther, what happened? Oh, one look at this girl was all that was needed. That was a favor God had laid eyes on Esther to, so that the king can look at her. Go ahead and continue.
So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all of his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts with royal liberality. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter.
So Esther found favor, not just of favor. She found two things in the eyes of the king. She found favor and grace. When she got that crown, you guys know the story, right? What happened? The nation of Israel, the children of God, were saved. With her newfound title, the queen, she now stepped out to say, you know, husband, I want you to save my people. Because the Jews were all going to be slaughtered. They were all going to be killed. But because of the favor of God, the Jewish nation, people were saved who were living in that part of the country. God showed Esther favor, and because of that favor, the people of the Israel were saved. So that's one way that I truly believe that if you surrender to God in obedience, God will do anything. Whether you're here today with addicted, with a child full of addiction, with anything that you bugging you, anything, I don't care what it is, in the bedroom, in the kitchen, in your bank book, whatever it is, God can show you favor. Who was at the dinner auction yesterday with me? What do you call that? Did you see God's favor? I have seen God's favor upon God's favor. I have lost count. 2004, when I first registered at an orphanage as a 504C charity organization in this country, I did not have anything. I still had my four kids in school, middle school to high school. I was only making $7.50 an hour. I had to pay mortgage. I had to take care of my children. I did not have a penny in my name. But one day, after registering the organization, I took $50. It was not under my name. It was supposed to be feeding my children. And I went to the bank, and I opened an account, and I put there at an orphanage. Only $50. And I didn't have enough to send to my mother. That money was actually supposed to be sent to my mother to buy food for the children. But I took that money after praying, and I took it to the bank, and I opened an account. Church, God has shown me favor upon favor. I didn't have money to feed the children or take them to school or do anything. But I stand here before to tell you today, because of God's favor, that account has never run dry. It has never run dry. Yesterday I stood before the fundraisers and I told them the need. Every time I went home, I always rode on a motorbike. I go from here to Amsterdam with the airplane, from Amsterdam to Uganda with the airplane, and then from Entebbe to the village, I use a taxi. And then from the village to get around, I have to sit on a motorbike. Twice I have fallen down from the motorbike. My mother can no longer sit on a motorbike to take the children to the hospital. Mommy said, Anna, I think it would be better if you had a car. And I said, oh, a car. I'll pray for it. And I'll take it to God's people. Church, I stand before you today. As of yesterday, we raised enough money to buy that car. I don't know about you, but I think I call that a favor of God. I really do. Thank you so much for praying for me and raising me up before God all the time. Let's talk about another woman, actually two women, and that is Esther and Naomi. Who knows those people, those women? Those women they're all widows. At the time this story took place, they were all widows. They became widows. Naomi lost her husband and then her two sons. Ruth lost her husband. And one day they woke up and said, what are we doing here? So Naomi told her two daughters-in-law that, I have lost my boys. I think it's better for you to do what? To go back to join your culture, go back to your families. The other girl said, okay, I'll go back and join my family and worship my gods. But Ruth looked at Esther and told her, you know what, where you go, I'll go. What you eat, I'll eat. Where you are, when you die and you're buried there, that's where I'll be buried. And Esther said, no, I want you to go, and you are so young. Go ahead and continue with your life. I'm an old lady. I'll just go back to my people. But you know what? She repeated the same thing. Where you go, I will go. What you eat, I will eat. When you get there, I'll get buried there. And then she looked at her. She was serious. Naomi looked at Esther, and she was very serious about, Ruth. She was serious about it. So she said, okay, let's pack our things. And they started their journey back to Israel, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, around that time. So they all journeyed there. When they went there, would you like to read that story? That was just my version.
So Boaz said to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field and don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled. At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She exclaimed, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?"
Why do you think I can see lots of favors there? Ruth, she had nothing. They went there, they didn't have anything to go to. But God caused Boaz to notice Ruth, a beautiful woman. And instead of her harvesting the leftovers from the gardens, guess what happens? She's taken in to the home of a wealthy man, and that man made her a wife. Why? Because God can cause people in your neighborhood, in your church, in your house, in your workplace, wherever you are, he can cause people to notice you. Black, white, yellow, short, tall, no matter what you are, the God we worship will cause people to notice you. Your job is to surrender. Surrender and be obedient to God. I used to cry every night before I went to bed. Why? Because I would cry asking God that, how am I going to feed these children? You have given me a very big mission. I can't do this. This is too much for me. I'm just a village girl. I don't have money. Yes, I have education in this country, but no one is willing to give me a job because of my accent, because of my color. I went for interviews. The first interview, a guy told me that, "So you're the Ugandan lady with the degrees, huh? You want a job here?" Right there, I knew that I wasn't going to get that job. Interviews upon interviews, no one gave me a job. And then I had to get to do jobs that anybody can do without going to college. I mopped floors, I swept floors, I have flipped so many burgers at McDonald's. But God's favor was on this village girl. I remained humbled to God, I surrendered to God, and his favors remained on me. And what God did to Naomi, what God did to Esther, you are not different. He can do show you a favor. God can show you that favor. The next one, let's take another look at, by the way, on Ruth, guess what happened to Ruth? She got pregnant, and guess what happened? Obed was born, and if you read that story more, what happens? And through that bloodline, the Savior of the world was born. Can you believe that? A widow. And guess what? She was a foreigner. She was a foreigner. And guess what? Through a foreigner, through that bloodline, the Savior, the Master of the world. And he is here today to show you those favors. He will show you a favor. All you have to do is to surrender to him and be obedient to him. He will show you a favor. Another one, let's look at Daniel. Actually, Joseph, boy of many colors, the youngest of Jacob's children. I know you know that story. It was told all the way from our kindergarten all the way to Joseph was sold. They wanted to kill him. But when they saw the caravan, they said, "Well, let's get some money from that." And they sold him. Joseph went through a lot. To get God's favor doesn't mean that the walk is always smooth. It's not smooth. It's rough. I've gone through hell. Am I allowed to say that? I've gone through. I have seen so much. But amidst all that being so much, I've gotten used to calling God, "Help me." And he's always come. Joseph went through so much. And you know what? he ended up in a home where he was given to be charge of almost everything that was coming in to that home. Could you read that for me?
Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned.
Exactly. Exactly. You can find favor. God can cause people to notice you. Potiphar noticed this young man, and he gave him to control everything he owned. Isn't that marvelous? That is the God we serve. What happened there can happen here today. It has never changed. Our God has never changed. Things from here will, things today will have, they have changed again and again and again and again. But we serve a living God. He doesn't change. What he did to Joseph, to Naomi, to Esther, he can do to us. What he has done to this village girl, he can do to every single one of you. All we need to do is to humble down to God, and God will do his part. You do your part, and God will do his part. The next one I really want to share, I know I'm running out of time, is which one should I pick? Let me share about Mary, mother of Jesus. What happened? What happened to Mary? She found a favor, and guess what? From that time, the angel of God came and said, don't be afraid. You have found favor in the eyes of God. From that time to this time, until Jesus comes back, until he comes back, we will always talk about Mary, because she gave birth to a baby, and that baby is the reason we are all here today. Church, I have a lot. I had so much to say, but I'm out of time. But listen, trust God and his promises. Lay down your future in his hands. I guarantee you again and again in Jesus' name, he will never let you down. Your son will let you down. Your wife will let you down. All people will let you down. But you call Jesus and tell him, Jesus, I'm here. It's me again. Deliver me. He will. Just as he promised Ruth, Esther, and everybody else, all those good characters in the Bible, he will keep his word for you too. May God of Israel show you his favors always. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Anna.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.